SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
With Labor Day behind us and the political conventions over now, the race to the White House entering the final two-month sprint to the finish line, and the Harris campaign is hitting the road.
The vice president's team calls it the Reproductive Freedom Bus Tour, and it demonstrates how important the Harris campaign views the abortion issue. It was a dominant theme at the Democratic National Convention, and the bus tour will be making more than 50 stops across the nation. The first event takes place near Donald Trump's Florida home in Palm Beach. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Operations back to normal at a major New York area airport. Radar-related equipment trouble caused some holiday travel headaches yesterday afternoon at Newark Liberty International Airport. Also at SRNNews.com, in the wake of Venezuela's disputed presidential election, a judge has issued an arrest warrant for former opposition presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez.
Mr. Gonzalez was the candidate who ran against Nicolas Maduro in the country's recent presidential election. Since the vote, his opposition alliance has published voting data which it says shows he won the election by a huge margin. However, the National Electoral Council declared President Maduro the winner, prompting major protests across Venezuela. Now, the possibility that Mr. Gonzalez may also be detained on charges of inciting public disorder and conspiracy has suddenly become far more likely.
The BBC's Will Grant. Pope Francis arriving in Muslim-majority Indonesia, starting the longest trip of his papacy. Russian President Putin visiting Mongolia. There's no sign the host country will arrest him on an international warrant stemming from the war in Ukraine. At least 129 people have died in an attempted jailbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow features down 153 points. This is SRN News. The states are sorting themselves out when it comes to abortion.
According to data from the Society of Family Planning, the number of abortions is increasing the most in California, New York, New Jersey, and Illinois. Abortion numbers are declining the most in Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and Louisiana. The report also indicates that more and more women are using drugs to end their pregnancies rather than surgery. Abortion pills now account for more than half of all abortions in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Hampshire Supreme Court has upheld a school district's policy aimed at barring parents from being informed if their child is living as the opposite sex at school. In a 3-1 opinion, the court upheld a lower court's dismissal of a lawsuit filed by the mother of a Manchester school district student. She sued after inadvertently discovering that teachers were helping her child live as the opposite sex during school hours. This is SRN News. 10 years in prison, the sentence for a Florida man who pled no contest to an anti-Semitic attack targeting four teens.
Authorities say 19-year-old Noah Amato has been sentenced for aggravated battery and carrying a concealed firearm in that October 2022 attack. Jewish teenagers were dressed for a religious holiday while walking down a road when Amato shouted out a slur. He then hit one of the teenagers in the face with a handgun and fired the gun near the teenager's head, resulting in facial burns. Jason Walker reporting.
Three people are missing after a boat they were on reportedly hit a jetty in Old Saybrook, Connecticut, the missing apparently not wearing life jackets. There were 8 or 9 people on the boat, according to local media accounts. Old Saybrook, located roughly 30 miles east of New Haven. More details at SRNNews.com.